The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
The Lewis in Dublin is obviously something that is of massive benefit. I used it myself this week. It was very pleasant indeed and got me from A to B. But we are losing out in other counties that we don't have one. And is it time for Cork to get its own? The Lord Mayor of Cork, Councillor Dan Boyle, is with me in our Republic of Work studio. Dan Boyle, I mean, you're obviously going to say, yes, we should. But the question is, can we do it?
Good afternoon, Jonathan. Yes, we can. And certainly there have been a number of promises as to how that can happen. We're waiting an announcement on three preferred routes in the city and which city centre streets the Lewis will, the Clewis will go on.
Are we really going to call it the Clewis? Because that makes it sound like an ear.
I think we're going to have to look at that as and when it happens. But my concern as to as and when it happens, the current trajectory would see work starting in the early part of next decade and being open for operation towards the end of the next decade. Transport Infrastructure for Ireland have indicated it could be done if we put all our ducks in a row and have something running by the start or midnight next decade. So it's not so much whether it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen and how we can bring that about.
And now, Cork Chamber today reiterated a call for this to be introduced because their argument is the population of the city is going to grow to 330,000 by 2050, and this is kind of an essential piece of infrastructure. You look at the event centre that still hasn't been built. You look at the difficulty we've had installing bus quality bus corridors. Only 2%, I think, of buses travel in Cork County travel on bus corridors. I mean, we don't have a good record here. Why do we think we can have a light rail system?
Well, I think we're getting better. We certainly talked about having active travel and public transport measures a lot more than we've put into practice. But in the last 5 years, we have seen an increase in the number of bus lanes. We have seen an increase in cycle lanes. We have seen greater pedestrianisation.
And fewer buses because they can't get the drivers.
That's I suppose that's a problem of success to a certain extent when you have full employment in an economy. But if as and when we overcome that, the buses are being provided. The additional service will be there once we have the not only the additional drivers, but we need additional mechanics as well. It's a system that's under operating at the moment, but the buses will only be an element of the public transport jigsaw. We'll have suburban rail on the east and north part of the city from Middleton to Cove, 10 to 15 minute services, electrified, double tracked, connections directly between Middleton, Cove and Mallow.
And the Irish Rail example is a good one because when you speak to the people in Irish Rail about suburban rail, they say, yeah, absolutely. Every time we put in a new service, we're almost overwhelmed by demand because it's out there. Why have successive governments, and your party, the Green Party, has been involved, why have they been so slow to properly invest in public transport? We still haven't got a metro in Dublin. We have a Lewis that is overcrowded and needs more infrastructure put into it. Why do we get it so badly wrong when it comes to public transport?
It takes so long, that's the thing. We Dublin has celebrated 40 years of DART. It's celebrated 20 years of Lewis. It's been 15 years since we've had the new line for between Cork and Middleton. So things do happen, but they happen far too slowly.
But why is that? Why is there this official reluctance?
Well, part of it is the planning process in the sense that for railways, for instance, there has to be railway orders and there has to be a whole separate and parallel planning system. We've introduced a new planning act that's been signed by the president. Whether that'll speed things up, it's hard to say.
But let's just, and I'm not, you know, yeah. I'm not putting you on the spot here because you didn't do this, right. But if we tried to do this in the 1980s, it would be the local authority, Cork City Council. There you go. There's your plan. You granted planning permission. Might be an objection to onboard Planola, but that's the only block there unless you went to judicial review. Now you have got in the mix Cork City Council. You've got TII. You've got the Office of Planning Regulation. You have onboard Planola. You have got somewhere higher up the line as well, not to mention people in the Mandarins and the Department of Transport. We have made it so complicated for anything to happen in this country that's why nothing ever does.
That says, well, Cork City Council is only a consultative partner in all this. We're not actually delivering the services, but we have been doing the advanced planning and putting in place the additional infrastructure that will help make it work. But there are good examples. Spain, for instance, has put up many, many, many kilometres of public transport system in their cities in the decades that we've been talking about it. So we can see where it can be done and how it can be done. We should be doing the same. And we should be looking at We should be getting rid of the obstacles that exist. Maybe the planning bill will get rid of some of those obstacles, but it's not a problem of lack of investment. The money has been put aside in the National Planning framework. The planning has been done in terms of the Cork Metropolitan Area study, and it's a combination now of making those resources available, getting the shovels and the diggers in the grounds, putting the infrastructure in place, and then having the services operational.
Yeah. This is an interesting suggestion. Dig up all the roads in Cork City, replace them with canals. Solves the problem of flooding and traffic and turns Cork into Venice or Amsterdam.
It's what we did in the first place about 400 years ago.
Outside here, where we are, our studio right now, this used to be a canal. In fact, some of the buildings opposite us still
have hooks for the boats.
Yeah, yep. Still have hooks for the boats. I mean, we've kind of given road too much priority. I'm saying this to a Green Party councillor, so you're going to agree, but we've given far too priority to the traffic.
Well, I think a lot of the controversies that exist about how we reshape our road space is about that. It's about the democratic use of our road space. We've dedicated far too much of it and for far too long to car usage. And it's not that we get rid of the cars, it's that we use the cars more appropriately and we use the space for the cars and with the cars more appropriately. That's why you need to cycle the ways, the bus lanes, the greater pedestrianisation and space for light rail and suburban rail. Mm.
Just a note on transport in Cork. We live in Granagh, which is a village of 2,000 people. No transport at all. Not a bus, nothing. 15 minutes from the city, no way in or out.
Well, there is. It's not great. It is not great. They have a rural link service that takes them to the main service on the Mallow Road in Rathduff. So there is a public transport connection. But the hope would be that maybe a station in Rathduff, Blarney on the suburban rail network will be an option for people from Granagh with the rural bus link service.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not holding my breath. And then you talk about potentially we're going to have a light rail network in Cork within 10 years. I mean, and not wishing to betray our ages here, we'll be definitely getting it for free by the time it comes through because of the rate things are going at the moment.
Well, I can put it in a different context. I proposed a route for Cork Light Rail when I was a TD in 2006.
Right, okay.
So that's the timescale we've been operating on, but I'm more confident that it's more likely to happen.
They prioritised the metro at the time, and look what happened there. One more text on this from Niall. Niall, in my job, I cover most of the country. I can categorically state that Galway has the worst traffic in the country by a long mile. If any city should get a light rail, it's Galway. The locals have been screaming about it for years. It's already got a name, the Gluas, which is arguably better than Cluas, which is the Irish for ear. Look, I mean, everybody's child is either ugly or pretty, depending on how your perspective is. We should be doing it in both locations. We should be putting one into Limerick as well.
Well, we should. But you've mentioned the population figure. We're 224,000 now. We want to get to 330 by 2050. You can only do that with the infrastructure, and you have to have as broad and diverse a range of infrastructure and transport options available where you can build the new housing and where people can connect to for their services. And that's why I'm optimistic it can happen, because Cork won't grow and can't grow unless it gets the public transport infrastructure.
The one thing that I've always held to in all the years I've been doing radio is that in this country we're brutal at demographics. Absolutely shocking that we're surprised every year that we don't have enough secondary school places, even though we've known these children have been coming for the last 12 years. We are surprised that our emergency departments are overwhelmed when we haven't actually added more bed capacity and the population we know is getting older. And this is just another example of it. We are surprised and will be surprised when you and I are getting it for free that we didn't build this earlier, because we knew the population was going to grow. Where does the problem lie? Does it lie with local authority? Does it lie with central government? Is it the fact that governments come and go and get replaced while the permanent government stays? How can we explain why we get it so wrong?
Well, it's a combination of feelings. The electoral cycle lends for short-term and not long-term thinking, and that doesn't help. People want to see things delivered within a 4 or 5 year time span. It's not always possible. You're talking about projects that take decades to plan and decades to implement. That's why they often get put on the back burner. And there's a push-me-pull-you element between the various agencies you've already mentioned that doesn't help the process either. But I think what's different about this time is not only are the resources dedicated there, the money is there to provide the infrastructure, there's also a public goodwill that wants this to happen. And that hasn't always been the case in the past. The expectation and the demand was for more and more motorways. I think we're beyond that now.
Yeah.
The infrastructure needs are all about public transport.
Take a trip to Thailand, says somebody. Look at the fascinating rail projects that are ongoing there. I just take the trip to Thailand, personally. A light rail in Cork City is ridiculous. Middle Island should be pedestrianised. Light rail from Carrigaline to Ballincollig should be introduced instead. And someone else says, having just watched a fascinating documentary about Mumbai and their new SkyTrain that carries thousands of people per hour, I'm asking why we can't consider this for Dublin and other cities. Quicker and cheaper to implement fab views for the passengers. I wondered if was that the one that also went to Brockway, Ogdenville and North Haverbrook. Glad someone else got that joke. Lord Mayor of Cork City, Dan Boyle, thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulders.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.